Merriam-Webster, synonyms for prediction. Auguring, augury, I've never heard of those. Bodement, that makes sense. I guess if I bode you farewell, you're predicting that you'll have a good night. Cast, again, these are synonyms for prediction. Forecast, forecasting, foretelling, very dramatic. Predicting, why is predicting prediction? It's just a different derivative of the same word. Presaging, prognosis, one of my favorite words. Prognostic, prognosticating. Prognostication, prophecy, soothsaying, very, very soothing in saying soothsaying, don't you think, Cam?
Yes.
Yes. Vaticination, I don't know if I'm saying that right, V-A-T-I-C-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. Any case, prediction has a lot to do with our world, and in this episode of Beyond My Day Job, we're here revisiting with Coach Cam. After his basketball season has now finished, and we're here to hear a few highlights and how we ended up, all right? So we made a call earlier on our earlier episode. Coach Cam Part 1 was that earlier episode where we were three games into the season, and you made a prediction about how we'd end up. But before we get there, let me just say thank you for joining me. He's nodding his head. I guess that's, you're welcome.
Yes.
Yes. These teens, they don't wake up on a Saturday afternoon too much before 7 p.m., I realized. Okay, Cam. So, highlights of the season that you were the head coach for 5th and 6th grade boys.
I would say the first highlight was our first game. And it was down to the wire, and we were able to pull it out with a game-winning buzzer-beater layup by my player, Nico, and we were able to win. It was great just watching the reactions from all the other players.
A very exciting way to start a season, right?
Yes.
Parents are pretty thrilled.
Yep.
Yep. And that team, they played hard, man. I mean, that was a nail biter.
Yep.
So that was your highlight. Okay. All right. I was your assistant coach, and let's fast forward to the end of the season, and we were thinking about whether you were going to be there or not, and you had your concerns, I should say. I'm going to have you elaborate on why you had concerns, but we did have a loss in the season, and for the record, everybody, as of when we were last on Beyond My Day Job, we were 3-0. Not too long after that, Cam was gone, and I was left holding the clipboard with the plays. 9 young lives in my hands for a period of 1 hour. And we lost. Cam is lighting up my text as the game would have been ending, going, well, how'd we do? How'd we do? I had a couple of adults on the sidelines chuckling, going, what are you going to tell Cam? Told him straight up. They played hard, but we lost. So we had a loss. I was there. You weren't. So before we get to the end of the season, let's remind everybody what your prediction was for the season on our last episode.
My prediction was we would finish with 7 wins and 1 loss.
And that was before we had a loss, right?
Yes.
And I actually challenged your prediction and said we might go
6-2.
Yeah. So, who was right?
I was.
Regular season was?
7-1.
7-1. And then we had playoffs, so we got a bye because we were the
number 1 seed in the league.
Yep. Again, 5th and 6th grade boys. How many teams were there in our league?
5.
5 total, including us?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm just the assistant. I didn't really have to pay attention to these details. So we ended up 7-1, and then we went into the championship. How'd it go?
We were successful, and we won the championship.
Won the championship. And, you know, I got to find a way to cue the Queen song. that was fun. That was a lot of fun. So all the color and drama behind it, let's revisit this angst that you had about maybe not being there. Why might have you not been there
at the championship
game?
Yes. So I was at the Cobo Center
in Detroit,
in
Michigan.
Detroit, for a DECA competition, which DECA is basically just a big marketing and business and finance competition where kids from all over the state come and compete for a chance to move on to the international competition. And so I was competing this weekend.
So the weekend, we had to play our championship game at 9 a.m. Cameron was a good 55 miles east. And mom and dad said, well, if the weather's bad, because we get adverse weather here in Michigan. It is, after all, March. We said, if it's not good weather, dad's not coming to pick you up. Cam had already, by the way, proactively got an agreement from his school to be released temporarily from this statewide competition to actually come coach his game. But it was all up to me to come get him. Turns out weather was great. So I drove, picked you up bright and early. What were you wearing when you got into my car?
I was wearing a suit and tie.
Suit and tie for this 17-year-old basketball coach. And he says, we're gonna show up dressed to the nines.
With class.
With class. So I had a pair of slacks and a dress shirt and a tie. I didn't wear the suit or the jacket, but you know, I didn't want to be totally stood up on my son. So you made it to the game, right?
I did.
You did, thanks to
Lonnie.
Yeah. So we get in there and you coached them to victory, right?
Yep, we took care of business.
Okay, how'd that game go?
It was good. I was a little nervous in the beginning just because it was close and they were putting up a lot of shots that could have gone in. But we weathered the storm and were able to keep a lead throughout the second half and extend on it in the last period.
Last period. And at final, we won by margin of
10.
By 10. Okay. All right. And these are some boys very skilled. We had one who is absolutely one of the best in the league. He'll do quite well if he sticks with it. Seems like he's got some versatility with athletics. He came from one game straight from baseball practice. So he's got a bit of DNA that's going to do well. He did well for us this season. But we had some kids that you'd never know they'd ever touched a pair of tennis shoes or a basketball, let alone a gym floor. So that was quite a mixed bag that we had, right?
Yep. Yeah. Lots of big range of players or player skills.
What were the two or three things you kept telling them every week?
A rebound the ball with two hands, run. Just meaning like run up and down the court so we can get easy fast break
run
buckets
forward.
And just have fun, because end of the day, that's bottom line. It's what it matters.
It's definitely a league that's focused more on instructional. It was part of our church league at Community Bible Church in Brighton, Michigan. And it's something that's been going on for a good decade and a half. And you've been part of it since kindergarten.
Yeah.
Plus you ref in it, right?
Yep.
Yep, you were an assistant coach last year.
Yeah, I was.
Yep, and you played up through fifth or sixth grade, right?
Yeah.
And then you kind of left for the big leagues with travel and high school ball.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so back to the way we ended up. What are some highlights of the season, really?
Just watching each player develop into a better player just through all the practice and games that we had. Each player grew their skill set by the end of the year.
Yeah, specifically, what kind of skill sets did you see change?
They made their layups better, more tenacity when rebounding, and they learned how to dribble with their heads up.
Yeah. We would say chin up, so they'd had a kind of line of sight around them as opposed to just looking down at their toes.
Yeah, that was good for them.
What were comments that you were surprised or unexpected to get from parents? Whether, because you were the communicator, right? Send them emails and things. What did you hear back from them?
I was just thankful because they're really appreciative of all the work and time it took to coach these guys for the last couple of months.
You had one parent that told me that you seemed like a really nice guy, and his or her son was having one of his best seasons. I think she said it was his favorite year.
Yeah.
So that was good to, as your dad, that's nice feedback. So nice job there, son.
Thank you.
What other things stood out to you?
I'd probably say, just how much fun everybody had throughout the season. Nobody was either really down or depressed. They were just kept a good high energy and was able to help translate onto the basketball court.
You were able to get, I think, every player but one scored during the season. We were really rooting for the one little guy who we just wanted to drop that ball in the basket. So I'm rooting for him next year from that. Worst part, least favorite moment or thoughts around the season?
Probably just the end of it, because I enjoyed it so much. It was sad to see the season end.
You're going
to
be a good interviewer. What's your greatest weakness? Oh, well, I work too hard.
Yeah.
So this is a 2-month league, roughly, right?
Yeah, from January to March.
Just over 3 months. So just before the official national March Madness really begins with college ball. So we got in and got out of there. Okay. So any other thoughts or things that you wish had been done differently during the season with the players?
No, I just really enjoyed the whole process of it all, and it was really a really good experience.
He's squinting his eyes as I ask this question, like he's having to really dig deep and think about an answer on that. Okay, so my highlight, I would just say overarching, would be watching you in a really calm but confident way call out plays. And how you were always, and I mean always, positive, even when you were criticizing them to kind of adjust their behaviors on the court, you had a really nice tone. And I don't. I tend to just be, I go in dad mode. So I'm trying to yell. I think they said, whatever, that bald guy on the sideline with Cam, I'm going to ignore him. And, we're going to listen to Cam. But you did. You had a really nice presence on the sideline.
Thank you.
You guys visit our Instagram or Facebook page, I'll post some photos of the season, and you'll see Cam, just totally running court, so to speak, in his big old suit that we got him. Any final comments?
Really appreciate the opportunity to be able to coach this year. And it was a really fun experience to be with all the players and guys.
Last question, and we'll wrap up on Beyond My Day Job today. Any advice for someone coaching kids?
Just have the most fun you can. It's not all about the win or loss record. Just trying to teach them good morals and just good skills, and just, have fun with them.
Good advice.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Well, thank you again. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And we'll keep some of these snippet stories from Slices of Life. I'd call this one enjoyable, but still a high effort hobby to be able to balance your senior year.
Yeah.
And applying for other things and going to a national statewide competition. And then it all cultivates into this final weekend. So you handled it pretty well.
Thank you.
So good job. Thanks everyone for joining us. You've been with
Cameron Miller
and Lonnie Miller, and that's a wrap.